The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a tough loss against the Philadelphia Flyers. Final score, Philadelphia 4, San Jose 1. What was really a 2-1, one-goal nail-biter featuring great goaltending, some outstanding play, some fireworks and fisticuffs and everything else that the sellout crowd of 17,435 fans came to see at SAP Center at San Jose. Here's how it all happened today. In the first period, Ryan Reeves back in action, goes up against Garrett Wilson, just recalled to the National Hockey League after spending the last six-plus years in the AHL. After the faceoff has been dropped, we've got two guys dropping the gloves. It is Garrett Wilson, just back in the NHL for the first time since 2019, dropping the gloves with Ryan Reeves. They square off, and they are about to pair up inside the San Jose Sharks zone. Reeves back skating a bit now. Here's Wilson stepping in. He's a pretty good-sized guy. He takes a couple of shots from Ryan Reeves. Reeves coming back. Wilson coming back at him. And Reeves actually lost his balance for a second. That's a pretty good battle. And Garrett Wilson getting his team all riled up. Again, he had not played in the National Hockey League since April 16, 2019, when the Sharks were last a playoff team. And he stuck it out in the AHL, and here he is grinding it out and stepping up for his team right away in this very important game for both teams. That was really quite a battle. And again, Garrett Wilson showing his certainly fighting chops. He has well over 1,000 minutes in AHL action over the course of 700-plus AHL games. But the NHL is a different story, and so is Ryan Reeves. And that was quite a battle.
Yeah, two big boys going at it, setting the tone for the whole game. And I thought there was great compete by both teams set the whole game.
That was only 1:48 into the first period, but it set the tone emotionally for what was expected to be an intense matchup. Also, goaltending played a big part in the early going for Alex Nedeljkovic and the Sharks, as Trevor Zegras got a golden opportunity with about 14:43 remaining in the period. Flyers on the power play. They are 0-16 in the last five games, but here's a play in front, and a quick shot, a stick save made by Nedeljkovic off Trevor Zegras. That was a point-blank chance from the right-wing side for the left-handed shooting Zegras, and Nedeljkovic comes up big. Boy, that was a big, big save at that point, keeping the score 0-0 at the end of one. But in the second period, the Flyers scored a very important even-strength goal, the only even-strength goal of the game, mind you, when Owen Tippett made a play to the net. Zegras gets it back, lead pass, Tippett gets around the defense, scores! Nick Leddy on defense deflected that pass, but then Tippett grabbed it, stick handle around him, moved it on the left wing side, and snapped it home for the Flyers at 2:26 of the second period. It is a Flyer 1-0 lead. Outstanding goal by Owen Tippett, his 24th of the year. Zegras and Noah Juleson assisting on the play. Again, the time 2:26. It was 1-0 Philadelphia. And Scott Hannon, that proved to be the only even strength goal of the game.
Yeah, and Owen Tippett, I thought, again, he was a strong forward with a presence all night for the Philly Flyers. Big, strong guy that can skate, and he made a nice play on that goal there.
So, 1-0 in favor of the Flyers. The Sharks' power play would have to rescue them to get things even, and it would be Dmitry Orlov who did it at 13-12. And back to center zone. Stopped there by Smith. Gives to Celebrini. Macklin stick handles to his left, gains the zone, takes a look, drops it back. Here's Eklund getting underneath the check, moving it out to the slot. The shot by Orlov. He scores! Spectacular execution on the power play, and Dmitry Orlov with a huge fist pump as it ties the game 1-1 at 13-12 of the second period, and SAP Center fans love it. Great goal by Dmitry Orlov, his third of the season. Eklund and Celebrini assisting on the play, and the Sharks had evened the game. Toward the end of the second period, there was a little extra hanky-panky going on. Barkley Goodrow really body-checked Trevor Zegras hard, but cleanly, and Noah Cates would step up to him. And now the Flyers win the draw. San Jose killing the penalty for another Minute 18. We're down to 3 minutes left in the second period. The game is tied at one. Tense action here today. It's a good body check into the boards there by Barkley. Goodrow comes against Zegras, and Zegras was not very good after that, is bent over, and we got a fight as a result of that. The Flyers stepping up to Barkley Goodrow, and it's Noah Cates who's dropped the gloves with Goodrow after Goodrow's body check stunned Zegras a little bit. Let's not forget, Zegras has been one of the best players on the ice for the Flyers today. And right here, Cates is not exactly a fighter himself, but he and Barkley Goodrow toppled to the ice, and Goodrow getting the best of that. And the fans respond here in the second period at 17-12. Well, that got everybody all emotional going into their respective dressing rooms at the end of two. But unfortunately, it would turn out a little bit differently as the third period went on. Mario Ferraro stood up for Macklin Settebrini getting hit hard by Garnet Hathaway. But it would be Ferraro that would take the roughing penalty. No penalty on the Flyers, which proved to be a critical scenario.
Yeah, very critical. As you know, again, Mario Ferraro, you love to see guys jumping in there and sticking up for their teammates. But unfortunately, took the penalty, which led to the power play goal.
And in the beginning of that penalty, it was Nedeljkovic's goaltending that would save the Sharks' bacon, at least for a time. Off the faceoff, Philadelphia has it. They send it out to the slot. Zegras a chance, a point-blank shot by himself, and a great save by Alex Nedeljkovic. He hangs on with 1:24 gone by in the third. That was very close, and that save was spectacular. It really was spectacular, but unfortunately, seconds later, the Flyers would score on the power play, and it would be the game-winning play. Flyers skate from right to left on the man advantage. Konechny and Zegras exchange. Zegras feeds on the left. Michkov, talented, moves in, gives it to Konechny, throws it on the right. Here's the shot. They score! The Flyers' lengthy drought on the power play comes to an end with a shot from the right circle taken by Philadelphia's Christian Dvorak. And that puts Philadelphia in front 2-1. So the Flyers' lengthy drought on the power play comes to an end on their fourth opportunity. It ends at 0-for-19. Christian Dvorak getting his 14th from Konechny and from Michkov at 1:47. 2-1 Philadelphia on that play. It came down to a couple of big saves as the Sharks tried to tie the contest. A really good chance came when Alex Wenberg had an opportunity with about 8 minutes to go. Flyers lifted clear. Glove down by Ferraro. Feeds on the right. Zone entry by Wenberg. Cross the line. Dips it back. Ferraro to Wenberg. The shot. Great glove save by Vladar on that give and go with Ferraro and Wenberg with 7:49 to play. That save by Vladar keeps the score. The Flyers 2 and the Sharks 1. That might have been Vladar's biggest save of the game right there.
Yeah, again, in the third period, both goalies making big saves, but that was a huge one by Vladar.
So it was still 2-1 Philadelphia. It came down to the final 2 minutes of play in the third, and the Sharks really pulling out all the stops. Had a power play chance a little bit before that. Macklin Settebrini getting a couple of opportunities toward the net, unfortunately just missing or getting them stopped. And then at the end, with the goaltender Nedeljkovic pulled, it would be Travis Sanheim, who had a great game on defense, coming up with a real clincher. Now he slides it down to the right corner to Eklund, takes it back on the point, sends it rink wide. Uh-oh, intercepted, sent toward the empty net. Score! That Travis Sanheim sent all the way down the ice and put it into the net after Settebrini's pass got intercepted, and Philadelphia takes the 3-1 lead with the empty net goal. Sanheim unassisted his eighth of a season, and that made it 3-1 Philadelphia. In the final minute, the Sharks pulled Nedeljkovic again, but unfortunately, the same thing happened. Shot by Cates. Score! Empty net goal for Noah Cates, extending his goal-scoring streak to three straight games. And the Flyers are in command, 4-1. Philadelphia not only has goals from Noah Cates in three straight games, they've won seven straight road games. The final score in this one is the Flyers 4 and the Sharks 1. Meanwhile, San Jose loses for the fourth consecutive time. Nashville has already won today, so the Sharks lose ground as they hit the road to start a three-game trip with the Predators in Music City.
And that's going to be a huge game. You keep saying that every time we enter into a game, how big these next games are, and that's a big one against Nashville to start the road trip.
And so, the Sharks fall back to 32-30-6. They've got 70 points. Philadelphia wins for the 34th time this year. Big, big win for Rick Tocchet's team today as their hopes for the playoffs continue in the Eastern Conference. That is it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.